You know, as much as I'd love to go out and do stuff, like see the movies or go to our usual place at the park, I think I'll always just love spending the whole day cuddling at home like this the most. Just hanging out in her underwear. Sometimes, just getting to lay around and not worry about doing anything is just the best. Or maybe it's just because the weather has sucked so much lately. Just spend the whole day going around, and nothing except my flannel socks and my flannel pajama shorts that you love so much. Sometimes I'll wear them, just because I love how you can't keep yourself from rubbing your hands on them all the time. Not that you ever needed an excuse to grab my ass. But you can grab my ass as much as you want. You already know that. And honestly, I could spend every day at home and I wouldn't care, as long as I had you to keep me company. I love you, babe. And I can't tell you how happy you make me. The happiest I've literally ever been. Don't roll your eyes at me. Let me compliment you. You know you like it. Or do I need to pin you down and force you to take my compliments? You think you can tell me stuff all the time, like about how cute you think I am, and not get a bit of what you're dishing out to? You can either take it laying down, or there will be violence. Good. I prefer violence too. Oh. Oh, baby. What's wrong? Got overpowered by little old me? Ian. Now that I have your arms and your body pinned, I'm gonna compliment you until you're begging me to stop. So, first, I love your cute nose. I love your cute cheek. I love your cute, addicting lips. Anytime you feel like begging, my ears are open and ready. And if I lift up this shirt, then I get to see the chest of the cutest guy who's ever had the gal to walk into my life and make it so amazing. And if you'll keep laying there like the cute and defeated good boy you are, I'll get these boxers off and show the lower half of you some praise too. Oh, thinking of something else? And what might that be, Mr. Prisoner? Oh, babe. Why are you suddenly getting so embarrassed? Did I go too far or something? I can get you off if you want. Thinking we could try doing it. You mean go down on each other? Well, that's exactly what I was planning to do. If I could get your boxers off. Oh, that's not what you meant. Oh, wait. You mean, like, do it? Do it? Babe, why are you looking so nervous? Did you mean that? You actually wanted us to try having sex? I hope you didn't feel like that's where I was trying to lead things. You feel like you're ready to try doing it? Are you really sure? Remember, babe, I know it's been close to a year since we got together, But I said I'd be happy to wait as long as you needed. Months, even years. You're so, so amazing, that tongue of yours. And your fingers. So, like, if you're worried I'm getting bored with doing the same stuff, or getting unsatisfied or impatient, then please don't be, okay? Believe me, babe. Even if we haven't actually done it yet, I've never been more sexually satisfied in my life than I am right now. And I mean it every time I say I love you. Every single time. I know how sensitive this all is for you, and how the fact I've had so many previous partners makes you feel. Well, the way you feel. But that's okay. And like I said, when I told you about my huge sexual past and said I'd understand if you didn't feel comfortable continuing our relationship, then I totally understand. But despite all that, you still accepted me and still wanted to keep things going. I'm, of course, not going to apologize for my promiscuous past, but part of why I love you is how accepting you are of me, of all of me, and never made me feel like I had to. So, that's why I promise to be every bit as accepting of you. And I know I've said this before too, but I could honestly care less how inexperienced you are, or how long it's been since you've done it. I still love you. And I'll still love being patient until you're ready. Okay, babe? You still want to try doing it? And you're really sure? No, I mean, if you feel like you're ready to give it a try, then I'll be happy to. And hey, if things don't get going, and you feel like you need to stop, or just get too nervous, or happen to, you know, go soft, then that's okay. We can just stop, and I promise, I won't get mad or disappointed. If it happens, then we can just cuddle instead. And then we can do what we're best at and familiar a little later, once we're actually relaxed. There's always plenty of time to try again another time, too. Because I plan to stick around for the long haul. And please, babe, no matter how long or short it lasts, or whether anybody comes or not, just, please understand. I'll still love every minute of it. There's no way in the world you could ever disappoint me. And just like I said, I love you. And no matter what we're doing, I'll love every minute of it. As long as I'm with you. And if you want, I can kind of guide you through things, okay? Or just give suggestions that might feel better or work better for us. What do you think? Okay, great. I'd be happy to. Okay, so why don't I help you with your shirt first? I could stare at your chest for hours. And now, it makes it easier that I'm not wearing a bra. Mm. Sorry. I just couldn't resist holding you for a second. I guess I'm just feeling a bit emotional. The last thing I'm trying to do is make you feel pressured or anything. It's just, I don't know. No matter how this goes, just the fact that you trust me enough and are willing to try, it really means so much to me. But okay. I'm gonna suck your cock before I start to cry. Oh, man. So lift up your hips. Let me get your boxers off for you. Alright, so I want you just to lay back and relax. I can still tell you're pretty nervous. And that's okay. But just try to enjoy the blowjob, as if nothing is gonna come afterward. I could suck on this amazing cock of yours every day for the rest of my life and never get tired of it. And don't think for one second that I won't need my cum fix even if we start having other kinds of sex. But right, sorry, you should be relaxing. God, you taste so good. I love how you roll your hips whenever you start to get into it. I love the way you twitch when I twirl and flick my tongue around the head like this. Is it okay if I cradle your balls? Oh, I love getting to hold them. Just gently squeezing. Very, very gently. Like this. While at the same time, taking you as far as back into my throat as I can. Oops. Almost made you come there. Though, that would have been okay. In fact, you can just come in my mouth if you want. Or, do you still want to keep going? Okay, babe. Just checking. Well, here. Why don't I just get my pajama shorts off? I'm not wearing any panties underneath either. See? Don't worry, babe. I'm still on birth control. I keep taking it because it helps control my periods better. And even if I wasn't, I'd still go raw anyway. Because I want you to be able to feel as much possible. Here, I'll keep looking while we plan what to do next. I don't want to let your cock get dry. So, since we're already here, do you want to start off trying me riding you? Or do you want to try being on top of me? Or even doggy? Anything you want to try, I'm game. Okay, that's fine. I'd love to ride you. Okay, So, I'll just go ahead and get myself positioned over you. And don't worry, I'll guide it to the right spot. You can just go ahead and lay there and get comfortable. You can put your hands on my hips, or my tits, or anywhere else you want. Alright, so I'm just going to start bringing myself down onto you, slowly. Yeah, there we go. I'll just keep swaying my hips like this, sort of work you in bit by bit. Shit, until you're all the way in. Shit, hold on. No, it's okay. You're just really big. I guess it's been a while too. So it takes a bit of time to adjust. I'll keep going in a second. I just need a second. Look at you. Already putting me through my paces. And you aren't even half inside me yet. Okay. I'm gonna keep easing you in. Fuck. Fuck. This feels so good. Almost there, babe. Almost got you all the way in. How are you doing? I hope I'm not too tight. I'm trying not to clench up too much. But if you look down, you can actually see everything happening. That's really you going into me. And if you keep watching... then you can see yourself go all the way in me. Well, babe, I guess I should give you a little congratulations. Or I should say, give us a little congratulations. No matter where things go from here, we can at least say we got to share this moment together. Just being here together. Close. And connected. Just how I always want to be with you, babe. I'll start moving in a bit. I just want to sit here for a moment. And just enjoy being together like this. But here, while we do, I can lean forward, still keeping you in me. Kiss you. I can feel you twitching. Can you feel me twitching too? And I do really feel warm, don't I? Alright, babe. I'm gonna start moving, if that's okay. I'm just gonna brace my hands on your shoulders and start... slowly moving my hips up and down. Just a little. Shit. Babe, you feel so fucking good. Yeah, you can keep holding on to my hips. Squeeze them if you want. As hard as you want. I don't mind getting a little bruised. Fuck. I'll start moving up and down a little bit more. Rock my hips a bit. How is it feeling for you? Does it feel good? Anything you want me to do differently? I'm glad. I'm so glad, babe. Sorry if it feels really tight. I can't stop myself from clenching on you. Fuck. I'm gonna soak you so much. I don't think I've ever been this turned on in my fucking life. Or this quickly. I'm completely serious. Honestly, I think I almost came a little when I first sliding down on you. Fuck, babe. I'm gonna go faster, okay? I'm just gonna go. Fuck. I've kind of lost control of my hips. I hope I'm not gonna go too fast. Or too rough. But I can't help it. Fuck, I'm... Babe. I'm about to come. Yeah. I am. You don't have to do anything. Just hold on to my hips. Keep laying there, being amazing. Oh love you so much. Fuck. I'm coming. Oh my god. Holy shit. I swear, I almost passed out. Really? I don't know what came over me. Oh, I just kind of lost control. Are you okay? I wasn't too rough or anything, was I? Babe, you have an absolutely incredible cock. You know that? And I know you didn't come, babe. That's okay. I can still feel you rock hard inside me, though. Do you want to just kind of keep going? Or stop? Whatever you want, babe. Oh. You want to try doing it with me on my back? Well, sure. Here. Let me slide it off of you. Fuck. Look at all this. You see that big fucking wet spot on the bed? And all over you? That was all because of you. I lost my mind and it came like that. All because of you. And doing what you did was really all it took. Just laying there, keeping a hold of me. Oh, no fancy tricks even needed. So, here, I'll just lie on my back and open my legs. And then, yep, just kind of prop yourself over me and get comfortable. And get your cock as close up to me as you can. I'll kind of arch myself so it's a bit easier to get in. And then I'll take it and help guide you to the right spot. And now, all you have to do is push forward. Oh. Yeah, you kind of have to lean into it. You'll get used to it. Just kind of get familiar with things and take your time. Yeah, it'll be more intense with our faces closer like this. So it's okay if you don't want to look right at my face as we're going. And if it would be distracting or too much, I'll try not to stare at you too. Got yourself ready? Okay, now just go as fast or as slow as you want. I pretty much said already, after coming that hard. So anything that comes now is just icing for me. So, don't worry about me. Just enjoy yourself. Okay, babe? Is it okay if I wrap my arms around your back? I've just always wanted to do it. Oh, yeah. Just go at your own pace, just as you're doing. It's gonna feel kind of different and awkward at first. But you're doing great, babe. If you want, you can try to move your hips in a kind of rolling motion. Oh, yeah. Oh, just like that. Yeah. With each thrust. Really trying, grinding in deep. Fuck. No matter what way we do it, your cock just makes me want to fucking melt. We're gonna have to change the sheets and put down a towel. Oh, we've already soaked the mattress, I think. Oh, I'm going to do faster. Okay. I'll arch myself so you can get in deeper easily. Alright. Oh, go for it, baby. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh fuck. No, you're doing amazing, babe. That angle you're going in at. Oh, keep doing it. You're doing so amazing, babe. Oh, it's amazing. I'm just gonna reach down and rub my clit a little bit. It's a good thing when a girl starts rubbing your clit while you fuck her. It's a very good thing, baby. Fuck. Yeah. It gets easier once you get the right rhythm, huh? And you're getting in nice and deep. Fuck, you're making my tits bounce. Look, my tits bouncing. My body shaking. That's all happening because of you. Hey, babe. Hey, is it okay if we kiss? Just a little. Oh, that's okay. Oh, that's okay. Any kissing with you is amazing, even if it's clumsy. God, baby. If you keep fucking me like this, though, you're gonna make me come on your cock again. Because it's just so fucking good. Oh, you just keep getting that perfect spot again and again. Not having any trouble staring at me now, are you? Gosh. That's making me blush that I can't look away. I'll never take my eyes from you when you're looking at me, babe. You make me so happy. Oh, you really have no idea how happy I am. How much I love you. Oh, that's why I just lose my fucking mind. Fuck. Babe. Babe. Keep going. Oh, babe. Fuck. Babe. You're gonna make me fucking come again. You're going so fast, I... Oh. What's up, babe? Everything okay? No, don't apologize. I'm not upset. Just talk to me. Hey, it's okay. Just tell me what's wrong. Oh, you're tired? But you're also close to coming? Hey, babe, look at me. That's okay. Really, it is. It'll take time to build up stamina, so there's nothing wrong with getting tired. You're not used to making these kinds of motions, and it takes a lot of work. So here, why don't you slide out really quick and lay on your back again, and we'll just grind. Oh. Got some mini acrobatics going on here. All right, comfortable? Okay, I'm just gonna guide you back to the spot. And slide right back down on you. Oh. Oh. Got you all the way in right away this time. You already got me so fucking close. So, I'm just gonna ride you. Fast from the start, okay? You were hitting my best spot so well when you were on top of me. It just got me so fucking close. Fuck. Yeah. I don't even care how big of a mess we make. We should just make the biggest fucking mess ever. It'll be our mess. Oh, I'll just keep riding you. In fact, I'm just gonna lean forward on you a bit more, and I'll just keep grinding back and forth and up and down. Oh, it feels better when I do it like this. Yeah, I'll keep doing it then. Reach back down. Rubbing my clit. Fuck. You look so cute right now, babe. I won't even apologize for clenching you anymore. Because I just can't fucking stop it. Let's kiss more. Want to kiss more? We can make it even extra messy and clumsy. Mm. Mm. You got my face all wet. Just how I like it. Oh, fuck, babe. Fuck, you're about to come. I'm gonna fucking come. Just hold on to my hips, okay, babe? You can just thrust into me a bit too if you want. Yeah. Like that. Fuck, baby. I'm coming. Yes. Oh my fuck. That's gonna be such a big fucking one. Oh my god. Oh, go ahead. Come with me. This is it. I'm gonna fucking give it all here. Right as fast as I can. I love you so much, baby. Just go ahead and come with me. I'm fucking spent. Oh my god, I swear. I have blacked out there for a second. I can still feel the last of my spasms wearing off. Oh. Oh, and congratulations. One for the sex, and the other for getting to be my after sex pillow. But baby, I'm so proud of you. You did it. Yeah, we did it. Oh, man. Damn, dude. If changing positions 3 times making me come twice is you being inexperienced, I'm fucking terrified of what inexperienced you will be like. But babe, that was so fucking amazing. Like, hands down, the best sex I've ever had in my life. Fuck. And you came so much. I came so much. Look at how it's still coming out of me. Just a mix of all of our juices. I really mean it. For one, I've never come that hard during sex before. Oh, in my life, I practically squirted the second time. You saw me acting like I was possessed on top of you. I couldn't even see straight. But it was the best sex I've ever had because I was with the most important man in my life. And oh my god, when I was spazzing out on your cock, I just had, like, no control over my body at all. And then I could feel you pulsing inside of me, which made me come even harder. And seeing the face you made and hearing the sounds you made was just all fucking amazing and adorable. Don't be embarrassed about that. We all make stupid faces when we come, and your O face is honestly the most adorable one ever. I mean, it's much better than mine, I think. With mine, my eyes just roll into my head and I look possessed. But really, I've honestly never felt something like that before. It wasn't just the sex itself. Just the whole thing was, like, electric. Every thrust, every kiss, every touch. Even if you thought it was clumsy or awkward, it was just electric. I can't tell you how many times I had to stop myself from coming, because I wanted this to be more about you. But fuck, you just got them out of me anyway. I just can't tell you how happy I am and honored that you were willing to trust me, babe, and willing to share yourself with me and have this experience. I'm never going to forget this day. Ever. I'll probably forget all my times with the people in my past. But sharing this with you was almost like life-changing for me. I just never knew how. I don't know. Amazing it could be. When it's with someone you are just completely fucking bonkers for. So, see? We both learned new things today. I'm not like this all-knowing queen you thought I was. Although, I like to think I'm a queen sometimes. But seriously, I feel like you should also understand that. Just because we finally did it, that shouldn't change anything. Not change how you look at us, or our relationship, and especially not yourself. Just because we had penetrative sex doesn't mean you're suddenly more of a man or something. Sure, it was an amazing experience, and I'm so happy and excited we finally got to share it. But I just want you to know that I still think you're every bit of an incredible boyfriend that you were before, if that makes sense. Like, it's not as if I like you more now than I did before. Gosh, I'm terrible with words, and my brain still feels like mush. Do you kind of get what I mean, though? Sex or no sex, you always have and always will mean the world to me. And I love you. I know I'm a broken record, but I don't care. I love you so, so much. Let's keep laying here for a while, okay? And just kind of bask in the glow. Will you hold my hand too? A little later, we can get up and shower and cuddle on the couch with a snack and then get the carpet cleaner to suck up the mess we made out of our mattress. Something tells me we'll be needing it a lot more often from now on.